On January 1st, 1892, Annie Moore, a 15-year-old girl from County Cork, Ireland, was the first immigrant to land at Ellis Island, America's newest immigration processing center. Situated on a small island in Upper New York Bay, Ellis Island was to become the main port of entry for over 12 million immigrants who passed through its doors until its closing in 1954. Upon landing at Ellis Island, an immigrant was examined by a doctor to check for serious health problems or contagious disease. If he or she was in good health, the immigrant would then report to a government inspector, whose job it was to determine if that person was eligible for admittance to America, based on U.S. immigration laws. Immigrants denied access to America had the right to appeal their case to the Treasury Department in Washington, D.C. If passed by the doctors and the inspector, immigrants were usually processed in about 5 hours and admitted to the United States. Others were detained for treatment in one of the island hospitals, held until relatives came to claim them, scheduled for legal hearings, or, in 2% of the cases, refused admittance. After its closing in 1954, Ellis Island was left to the elements and to vandals. In 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson declared it a national monument, and in 1983, the National Park Service began its restoration. Opened as a museum in 1990, Ellis Island is truly a tribute to the melting pot that is America.